We are in Atlanta for the 2025 annual meetings. We've been talking to a lot of great folks, and we've got another one. Sitting across the table from me, NRA's Director of Competitive Shooting, Cole McCullough, is with us. Cole, how are you?
Cam, my friend, it's great to be back.
It is great to be here with you. It is great to see you, and we've got some stuff to talk about. I was sitting down with Josh Savini a little bit earlier. We were talking about general operations, you know, rebuilding the association with clubs, rebuilding that competitive shooting division, and a brand new event, right? ARC,
yes.
The American Rifle Challenge.
That's right.
So tell me about this.
This thing, Cam, has honestly been something I've been working on for well over a decade, even before I got to there. And the thought process was is, you know, what's the most important firearm that there is to protect the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, for that matter? It's you know, to me and to the NRA, it's the AR-15. And, you know, the variations of that. And, you know, the point being is we recognize that there should be a comprehensive program that takes everybody that's involved and has an AR and allows the people that are at the very basic level and they're not sure how to shoot it, we're going to provide a training class for that. One-day training class is going to be held at clubs all across the United States. And then it'll have a level one component to the competition, which can be held on 100-yard ranges and closer. And we even have it set up for 25-yard indoor ranges. So if you're running indoor ranges, you can run on that. We figured a way to do that. And then once you're kind of through that, that competition is difficult. And at the same time, it's very easy to get into. It's very non-threatening. It's going to be very low-key. Be able to get it. You're going to love it. It's about 100 rounds. And you can shoot at your local club. And then at the same time, then we have a level two. And that level two training class will be all about the more dynamic parts of shooting AR. So even if you're a veteran or if you're a law enforcement, I mean, the level two component of the America's Rifle Challenge is like this. It's in square ranges, it's in open terrain, and it's any type of target from 300 to 500 yards. Are you ready to be able to deal with that? I mean, that's the point. It's hard. You know how to set your AR up? Do you know how to zero it appropriately? Do you know about your choices? We're gonna have a one-day program that really helps people get dialed in surrounding that, and then we're gonna have that level of match all over the country. And so it's really beginning to end. And so if you just want to get into a little bit, you want to be able to take the training program, go ahead and do that. Start competing in the level one. So it's not just like you take a class and you're finished, like right. Everybody does. Take a class and it enables you to go shoot to level one, which you're going to love. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And then you can shoot that as long as you like. And then if you like to get the other skills, go ahead and move up into level two. You don't have to take either of the training classes. If you're safe and you know what you're doing, jump in the thing. And the NRA is going to be able to put that on in such a way that we're going to kick the program off on August the 4th. That's when you're going to start seeing clubs hold it around the country. And then for the 2026 season, we're going to have a full spectrum of events. We'll have club matches, we'll have state matches, we'll have regional matches, and we're going to have national championships in 2026. So if you want to learn more about it, we've already got it out there for you. This is important. You can go to the website, arc.nra.org. That's arc.nra.org. There's a blue button right when you get to that page.
Yeah.
You can click it, give us some basic information, and you can get the draft rule book, which is extremely sophisticated, and it shows you the course of fire.
Okay.
You can tell us a little bit about, do you want your clubs to do it? Are you interested in being a match director? Do you want to help the sport out? Do you want to volunteer? There's information you can tell us in text fields in there, but at the same time, we'll be able to communicate with you and get your club or you ready to start this program August 4th at clubs around the country. So that's a quick overview of it.
That's really exciting. I got to say, I said this to Josh, but I'll tell you as well. Like, I love the fact that you've got that sort of entry level, right, for people who are relatively new gun owners, relatively new to competitive shooting. Maybe, you know, yeah, they bought an AR-15 because they want one, right? But they don't necessarily have that experience. The fact that, you know, you're opening this up to not just experienced competitive shooters, but it seems like this is an entry point into competitive shooting for folks.
I think you're exactly right. And I think that, you know, the point is we want the competitive shooters to compete in it. And even if you're a competitive shooter and you think level one's going to be too trivial, Wait till you see the target. Wait till you see the course of fire. You're going to love it. People, both new and somewhat experienced, are going to love that. And, you know, when you get to level two, it's going to be all you can handle. And speed and time and all those kind of things, but safe. it's shot, you know, in the same manner that you would see. You shoot, if you're in squad, you'll shoot one person at a time.
Okay.
Very safe with range officers under NRA direction, all the way in which I think all of us really want that. So yes, there is a training component, and that's different than the other sports.
Right.
That's different because we're not just targeting competitive shooters. We're talking, if you're a tactical shooter, you should be here. If you're a new gun owner and you have an AR and you want to learn more about it, you should be here. If you're a seasoned competitor and you want to shoot action-style sports with an AR, you should be here, right? So we're looking, it's really something for everybody on this at the direction. The NRA is all in. And I think, to me, that's what's, you know, a lot of people maybe listen. It's like, well, you know, the NRA's got its roots in bullseye shooting. They haven't really invested in competitive shooting. They haven't. And this has been a tough road for us. But the new day is here. And the new leadership of the NRA is not having it. It's NRA 2.0, and that's what this is about. If we're not doing this, if we're not doing this kind of match, yes, everybody wants NRA to go in and protect our Second Amendment rights and to be there for the Second Amendment. Everybody wants that. So if you're listening and you're not a member, you should be. But NRA 2.0, new leadership, it's a different world here now.
Yeah.
And you've got different leaders, and they're saying, oh, let's move forward with all speed. And that's what we're doing, and we're glad to do it. We can't wait to see you out there.
Oh, I'm excited about it. Again, arc.nra.org. That's the website if you want to find out more about the American Rifle Challenge. And Cole McCullough, we're going to have you back again before long, my friend, but it is good seeing you, and thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.